Just the point from last week, okay? And this, I thought it was a very interesting point. I saw there was one point that I actually, I thought, because most people like to interpret the Yerushalmi is not serious, but according to discussion last week, it could be that it's serious, okay? It's Yerushalmi in Shkolim. Okay. Shalmin Shkolim, Perik Vavaloch Gimel. Bo'un Kume Rebi. Rebi Ilo. Okay. Loi Hoye Shom Lechem. Put Lechem upon him. Mahu Lahanichoi Lishabis Habo. Okay, I guess they leave it there for some. Okay, whatever it is. Oma loin ksiv v'nosata ala shulchan lechem ponim lefonai tomid lechem ponim afilu posel. Okay. Now some say the thing is lavdafka doesn't mean then whatever. Okay, go ahead and say that. Lechem afilu posel. And the meat reason why I may not go. Okay, but say, Lechem afilu posel. Lechem afilu posel. Lechem afilu posel. So the Kobe Eder. Tirmasam lechem, lesade b'shabes, ubetechime ashvur, nizdamin lohem, mahu lanicho, milesade ad shabes aboa, ol dilma afagav shu posel, the chol shale ovro olov shiva yomim, ala shuchan posel hu. Mikomokoi, lekai mitzes lechem upon him, lefonai tomid, Ein la nichoi b'le lechem. Inami lo hoye shom lechem la'alach b'yom ha-shabes ma la nicha lechem alichon al ha-shulchon shoy lo yiskalko gam b'shabes abo mi u posel hu mishum lina. So if there are mascho lefon ay tomid shu tomid lefnei Hashem af al pishen ksulun. Okay. So what it could mean is if you learn that lefonai tomid, that independent of the mitzvah, the chefsa of the shulchan requires lechem, but it's not b'teres the mitzvah, so then Yerushalmi might be kafta b'ferach. That even though I'm not mekayim the mitzvah, ha'alichas lechem upon him, it's not lefonai tomid, the chefsa for lechem upon him. Okay. However, whatever you're going to say, Rashi, but not, no guy that he's referring to this Yerushalmi in Shkolin, Rashi in Yuma, Chafal of Mon Aleph, Der Masel Nimsa, Vel Nimsa Psul, Pi Oime. Rashi says at the end of it, V'chein lechem aponim shenefa me'erv Shabbos, v'yim yifso ein chiluf, Vashochon Oimed Rekom Ad Shab Shabbos Habo. So Rabbi is very clear that if the Shulchan's Nifsal, if the Lechem is Nifsal, you don't put it on the Shulchan, and the Shulchan's Oimed Rek. Okay? The question is what's going on in Yerushalmi and what's the issue? But I always thought that in context of this discussion, my Rabbi Shtickel, that there's a separate kium of a lechem on the shulchan. The emphasis all the other kelim didn't have b'shas masos. Only it was lechem. The lechem was on the gufa shulchan, and there was a beged between the bezichin. So maybe it's nothing to do with the mitzvah, and maybe it's the din that the shulchan requires lechem. Okay. So they even pointed out upside the going the whole din lechem upon him might be part of the shulchan. Okay. But say that. Okay. That is point number one. That's just a now like this. Just another point. I asked last week, I was bothered the word sipe. I don't know if I mentioned that misape akosu, sipe akosu. Kilo Teyu is telling stories, okay, about how the lechem aponim are made, or how you, whatever, okay? So it's not clear if the Arabic translation should be that. Others translate as metayer, to give it some a description. Description is a priori okay. Okay, next. So now the first example was Asiyas Alechem Aponim and Alechem Aponim Al Shulchan, correct? The second example, V'aderech Al Zeh HaDerech Ba'atzmoy Ein Ro'oi Sheyimneh Omroi V'yikhoi Lecha Shemen Zayiz Zoch. Shemen Zayiz Zoch, Avol, which is just putting together the Shemen for the Menorah, correct? But that's not a mitzvah, that's only a Hakdoma, correct? Avol Yimne Laha'alois Ne'e Tomid. Okay. Now, we'll just read it and we'll comment. I'm just going to mention a few issues and, you know, we'll talk about it as we go on. Let's just read the words. Lahalois ne'er tamid. He has a tzivui in the infinitive. Okay. To run, to jump, to eat. Okay. Lahalois ne'er tamid. Because that's the mitzvah, correct? Then he says something which a priori sounds almost incoherent. Vuhu hatovas haneres. You know, if you're talking about what the mitzvah is and discussing that it's called hatovas haneres, something like that, that's fine and dandy. But since the purpose of the sherish over here is just to explain to you, you don't mention hakdomos, this comment is completely a priori incoherent. And he feels it's so important to make a point that there's such a thing as Atavas Aneus, okay, that he goes out of his way to quote the Mishnayis in Tomid as a Raya. K'moshe is boye b'tomid. Okay, this is in front of us. And the thing, it's the whole thing is a priori, just completely incoherent. You know, what does he want? Okay? So we'll start with them one at a time. But I just want you to feel, what the issues are. Okay? You know, you read this, I challenge, what does it say? Avo yimne omroi lahalois ne'er tamid. Vuhu hatovas haneres. It's very important to tell us, how I told Tomit, okay? So, shit, I would have written it, even if I would have had Lahalos, who are the Shuta Tachlis and Shalom Yisrael, okay? Vuhu hatovas haneres kmo shehiz boye b'tomit. Okay? Now, let's start slowly. The most interesting thing, before we get out, is every other place where the Rambam quotes and tells you what is the mitzvah of halakas haneiros, hatavas haneiros, whatever you want to call it, he doesn't quote this pasuk. This is the only place where he quotes this pasuk as the source of the mitzvah of neiros. Okay, which makes it even more interesting. Now, if you don't believe me, you look at Mitzvah Seh Chof Hei. You can look in the Minyan HaKotze, hopeless copyright, and whichever ones you have. And in the Minyan HaMitzvah proper. And you look if you want to bring it out. The Perek Gimel Vilchos Tamidim Musafim Halacha Yud. In all those places, he quotes the Pasuk, Yarech Eisei Arayim. Okay, different pasuk. Okay, and you understand Yarech could be in the future, but it could also be he should, and it might be sometimes the future tense might be used as an imperative. So you're in much better shape. And that's what he said. In all the places he's mocked, but say Yarech, Yarech, Yarech. Because he needed Tzibui. But isn't that amazing? That in Shavuos Yud, which is basically a hop, skip, and a jump, if you can skip over Shavuos Chi, that is an Inyan of a Tzibui, and he is not interested in over here, is only interested in any other place where he mentions it, becomes very odd, correct? Fair questions? And what is Shurish Chi? Shmini. Hashurish Hashmini. She'en roi limnois. Hashlila imo azhola. Okay. Da. Shazhola. He. Achas mishnei chalka tzibur. They're in an imperative. There is a positive and a negative in the imperative. Either do something or don't do. But look at this. Look at the beginning of Shurish Shmini, and you'll see something. You see about the infinitive and about the imperative conjugation of verbs. Okay? I guess the infinitive is not conjugated. That's going titzavehu le'echol, you give me a command to eat. Okay? So the command to the infinitive, and he says, v'toyim aloi achol. So the command is achol. And when you want to describe what you're doing, you can say le'echol, but it's certainly the infinitive. L'chayra is not the command. It's not a great raya. Okay, you know, I can live if someone tell me not like that. But that's the impression you get, I think. I did check through the Minyan HaKotze, and they did not find one mitzvah where in Tayag mitzvahs that the mitzvah is an infinitive. Okay, so I can say, oh, you know why? Because infinitive is not a command. Infinitive is to run, to jump, to skip, to eat. However, in Minyan HaMitzvahs, when he's talking about Nichbal, he has an example. I found one. Okay, you know what that is? In Mitzvah Hei. Mitzvah say hey. He shetzivonu liovdo yisale. Okay. Ukva nichpal tzivui ze pomim. Oma vavartem es Hashem Elokeichem. V'oma v'yoyse tavodu. V'oma v'yoyse tavod. V'oma ulaovdoi. What's Ula Ovdoi? That's an infinitive, correct? So this, I think, is nothing. Okay? Let me ask you something. If you write the Ram wrote before, Shetetzaveu Le'echo, I'm commanding you, there's going to be a command to eat. So do you have a problem that to eat is a command? Lechayla not. Well, maybe you do, but I would assume not, okay? Now let's go down to basics, okay? V'hoyo'im shamoya tishmu'u el mitzvosai asher onoichi el mitzvosai asher onoichi mitzave eschem hayoim. Lahavo es Hashem Elokeichem. Ulovdoi b'chol levavchem b'chol nafshech. Okay. So you tell me that lo'ovdoi is not a tzivoy? Since the Rebbein Hashem, Asher Anochi Mitzav, Tzav Eschem Hayim, you might have said Kriyishma once in your life, but, you know, that one time, you know, you might not have thought about this issue. But l'cheira, that's what it means. So that's not a problem, okay? But you can't do this over here with Al-Halos Ne'atomit. Correct? So I had an idea, and maybe I'm just... But you hear the question, okay. Didn't we say... And isn't the whole Sherish about that the Hakdomos... Correct? The achonis, those preparatory stages for the mitzvah, and there's the tachlis, the purpose, the goal, the matara, whatever words you want to use, okay? And the tachlis is the mitzvah, right? But not the achonis. What would you say? And maybe I just lost it and got it, okay. What would you say, especially since we know that an infinitive can be a tzivui, right? If it has the proper context, correct? What would you say if the infinitive is the postscript, the tachlis of a tzivui, and the tzivui itself is a hachona, and the hachona couldn't be the mitzvah, and it's a tzivui. Couldn't you imagine in such a case that the tachlis should be the mitzvah? So this is exactly what's happening over here. What does the Torah say? V'yichoy lecha shemen zayis zoch leha alois ne'atomit. There's a tzivui for a purpose. And that purpose is an infinitive. And it's preceded by a tzivui. So maybe that's good enough. Not sure that I might not have been excited, but over here, since he wants to set up, see, I would imagine over here, he decided he wanted this because the relationship between the Hachono and the Tachlis is very clear over here. And if it's correct, there's a whole new principle. Okay? If it's correct. I don't know, but if it's correct, it's very important. Okay? Not out of the woods yet, so that, this was the kashi, this was the beginning. So let's go again and see where we're standing, okay? See, have a look at this. Yeah. V'alder chazeh ba'atzmein roishim na omroi v'yikhoi lecha V'yikhu eilecho shemen zayis zoch. Havo yimne lahalois ne'atomit. Okay. V'hu hatovis ha'neiris k'mo shizboye betomit. Okay. So You see, it becomes even more difficult because when the mitzvah is yarech, the mitzvah of hadlaka is yarech, okay? So the aricha and the atova, we understand what the relationship is, okay? And all the other places, it's the mitzvah is yarech, and the Ram talks in all the places that it's hatova. So, you know, I have no problems. Okay. But here, not only is it incoherent, because we don't know what does he want, Bechlau, okay? But to put together Lahalois Ne'etomid together with Atobas and Ne'eres becomes very confusing. Okay? Okay. Now, and then, Maseches Tamid, okay? So let's get Maseches Tamid. What do you want, Maseches Tamid? And then we'll try to go back to this. But, you know, this is all very odd. Okay, now. Yeah. So the Lechera, Kmoshi's Boyer, Betomid, you would assume that he's bringing a raya for Maseches Tomid, that Lahalois near Tomid is Hatomas Aneiris, or something like that, correct? Okay. You see, you just have to keep in mind over here that, you know, if you read through the Sheirish in Asiri, you know how many sources, Talmudic or Tanaitic sources, is he quoting over here that, you know, that you would find, you know, a need to bring Raiba or anything. Like, you know, he goes to Lechem upon him and he'll go through Keteris. And he'll go for Shemin HaMishcha. No proof of anything. Here, Mishnah is talking to proof about something which is so, you know, it's almost like trivial. You know, what is it to do with anything? Correct? It's a fair, you know, it's a fair comment, I hope. It's not. Next. Correct? So, you know, let's get some background material and try to begin to understand what this is all about. Okay. 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 The problem is there's no mention about the word Hatova in a Masechta called Maseches Tamid that we know about. Just to get started. Okay? So the best that he probably is doing is referring to Dishon HaMenorah. And that you'll find in Maseches Tamid, in Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Mi shezocha b'Dishon HaMenorah, nichnas u'motza shtei neiros ha-mizrachim, the two eastern candles of the menorah, dolkim, medashin es ha-mizrochi, umaniach es ha-marovi, doilek. He leaves, he does dishon on the mizrochi, and leaves the marovi burning. Shimenu ho yimadlik as a menor rabbeinu abayim. Motzu shekova bedashnoi umadlikoi mimizbach ho'olo. See, you cannot light neiros from a match. The source of hadlaka always has to be mizbeach achitzen. Either mizbeach or the marocha, which was for hadlaka's neiros, or from a neir, which was nidlak. So if the marovi is still there, you can light from it, okay? But if it's not there, you have to light the marovi again from the mizbeach. Notel es akuz, mi maile shnia, vishtache v'yotza. This is the whole scoop about Hatovus Haneris in Meseches Tomid that the Rambam is quoting. However, if you open up to the Rambam, in Per Gimel of Hilchos Tamidim Musafim, Halacha Yud, it's clear that the Rambam does not differentiate between Dishun HaMenorah and Hatovus HaNeiros. That would be very helpful here. And in Per he says, Dishun HaMenorah V'Hatovus HaNeiros Baboiker Ubein Ho'aboyim Mitzvahs asay, shnema yarich isay aharei uvonov. That's very nice. So, hatova and dishon are really the same thing. Not that they're not, they are the same thing. So, what are two words? So, what, is, you know, what does it all mean? However, in Hilchos, Bias HaMikdash, you get the impression that Hatovah and Dishun are two separate things. And then it becomes very confusing. And not only confusing, you can't really quote the Mishnah in Talmud as the Makor for Hatovah, if Dishon and Hatovah are two separate things. Correct. The Rambam, we need two Rambams in Hilchos Bias HaMikdash. Perek Tes Halacha Hey, and Perek Tes Halacha Ches. Vameitiv es, I'm going to read this part of it, just negate to us. Vameitiv es HaNeiros, Vametzis eish v'mizbeach v'akrimetz v'makabal domim afa pishin nifsalu v'arihu muzir al kol elu v'loike eno chayiv misa. Hatovus HaNeiros v'ay even eish kol achas men avoyde shachre avoyde v'eno gemar avoyde. So it's not avoyde tamo because there's another avoyde afterwards. That is Hatovus HaNeiros, correct? That was halacha hey. Halacha tes, haromas hadeshen, sricha kayin. He's talking about the haromas hadeshen of the mizbeach achitzon, okay? We call trumas hadeshen, haromas hadeshen. V'chule, ve'enu chayim misa. Af api, she'en achre ha'voida, Shinema avoidas matono. Avoidas matono hu shetiye bekoye levadoi. Vim korav lozar hazar chayim misa. Ava avoidas siluk en chayom lev. Ototah. Tchumas hadeshen is not avoidas matono, it's avoidas siluk, okay? You see, the hatovas haneiros is avoidas matono. But it's not Gemara Avoida, okay? Here, in Haromas Hadeshen, it's Avoida Siluk. It's not Avoida Smatona.
Okay. It could be Gemara Avoida.
What? Yeah. That's why I said deduce it. And he finishes off that sentence in Halacha Tes the following. V'chein im dishen mizbeach ha'pnimi v'haminoiro eno chayim misa. So the chatova is avodas matana. And dishun is avodas siluk. Okay. And in Tmidim Musafim, he equates the two. Okay. And over here, in the Sheresh, he quotes a raya about Hatovo from the Mishneh Tomid that talks about Dishu. Okay? So now we got it. Okay. So that's what we have. Okay? And these are the simple problems. Okay? But that's what we have, correct? You know, when you read it, it looks very innocuous. You know, you might be bothered if you wear the whole Sheresh, why is the Rambam quote a Mishnah? You know, it's the only place, it's the only issue. Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to read to you, it seems all a priori that the Ebn Ozel in Tmidim Musaf Per Gimel Lach Yud Beis is quoting a Shtikl Teira from Yedidi, Yitzhak Zev Halevi Salvechik Holich Bedakoi Shomer Rabbi, something like that. Okay, so I'm just reading you what the quote is from Briskurov. Okay, Briskurov deals not with the Sheresh over here, but with the issue of what the Avodas Matana, what's going on in the Ram in Tmidim Musafim and Bias Hamikdash. Okay, he says like this: Ochein Lefi Masha Kasafti Hadova Mavua Hete. The Be'emes Bedishin Hamenero Tarte Isnaiube. Two dinum. Din Arichas Haneres, Shehi Mitzvah Hamiskayemes Behaneres. He doesn't mean the Menero, but he means the thing that's going to be Derek. Okay, Behaneres. I think it's someone they called it, they pushed Mr. Baneus Kmoy Hatova. And Hatova and Hatova and Dishun is a key in the Neiris. It's part of that lock, correct? So I would tell you, that's the Ram over here, and that's Ram Tmidim Musafim, correct? Venafka Mikko Diyarech. It's all b'chlal arichas haneiris. Umuvad ze, he mitzvah hamiskayem is ba'adesh na'atzma. Now, the first one is a ma'isim mitzvah from arichas haneiris. The other is a kiyum in the chefza of the deshen. Umuvad ze, he mitzvah hamiskayem is Bahadeshin Atzmoy. It's a key in the Deshin. The Deshin Atzmoy, Yeshbo Mitzvah's Dishun. He's talking about the Chepsa in terms of Nasus Mitzvah. He's not talking about in the Mitzvah, in the classical way we understand Mitzvah. But since we understand Nasa Mitzvah and the Chepsa, it's Pokalisa, no. So the Chepsa itself is Ton, is Machayva Mitzvah. Kmo deshen mizbeach hachitzon, ukenevano misugi de meilo. Dai de adishun choshev adeshen nase mitzvosei. Okay. So now we have no problem. So according to this, the Rambam is quoting the Mishnah Talmud, but there is dishun, which is a chelik. It's not that there's two dishuns. But in every dishun, there's a dishun which is negeya. It's negeya to it chefts itself, and it's negeya also this part of that tava. Okay. So you understand in Halacha Tes, in Perikei, it's not negated to us, but he can't talk, he doesn't have to explain why it, you know, with Teres Asmana Avodas Matana, he came to Mechayev, because she is Shachar Avoda. But Teres the Kium, the Deshin, which is part of that Tova. But it's a different issue. So maybe Mechayev not Teres that, but Teres the Dishun, Teres Dishun, in the Deshin Atzmo. And what do you have then? There's Nein Achre Avoda. So maybe you come chay mis without the avoidus. He said that's avoidus seal, it's not avoidus matana. So there's no problem over here, okay? So the Maseches Tumah is okay. Now I want to taste not only okay, L'cheira, the Sifra says this, and the truth is, I'm surprised, to say the least, that the Rambam quotes the Mishnah in Talmud and not the Sifra. And I'll tell you why, just before, and then I'll read you the Sifra. You see, you read the Mishnah in Talmud, or you learn it, and you see that say the Avodas Hayayim, there's something to do with Dishon. Okay, but do you know that there's a relationship between Dishun and the Halos Netamid? You know nothing. And L'chera, if the Rambam wants to prove something, what he actually has to prove is the relationship between Dishun and the Halos Netamid, which he doesn't have from the Mishnah Netamid. And I want to tell you, that relationship, you see in the Sifra, you see two things. Not only that Dishun, but the important thing, not only the Dishun, that the Mishnah, the same Lashon, and the Mishnah Tumah, the Teres Kohanim has it, and it quotes on it, Lahalois Ner Tumah. Okay. And that's exactly what you need. And exactly what he didn't quote. And I'll show it to you. Okay? So it's amazing. We see the amazing thing, I'll tell you why I'm so surprised. Because the rule of thumb of the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos is generally when there's a choice between quoting a Teres Kohanim or a Sifri or Talmud Bavli, he'll always quote the Sifri and the Sifra and not the Talmud Bavli. And I give a simple example, Mitzvah Sechof, when he says, Shloisha Mitzvah Nestavu B'Knis L'Eretz Yisrael. Okay? Correct. Minui Melech, Mechametz Amolek, Binyin Beis HaBechilu, the Chagamon Sanhedrin, the second parak. It's a Sifri. So which would you expect Ram to quote in Mitzvah, in Mitzvah Chof, in Minyan Mitzvahs? You expect him to quote the Gemara Sanhedrin. No, he quotes a Sifri. So I say the Pshat is, because the Ram learned that the Sifri, Stam Sifri and Sifri, is the Loshel L'matiki HaShmur, the Baalei HaKabbalah, the Baalei Mesirah, that's the hill from this, Ishmi Rosh Rabbeinu, although that's the Pshat in the Pasuk. And it's Shlisha Mitzvah, Docha Mitzvah. So it's Gvalit, that's what he has to quote it. So over here, we have the option of quoting a Mishnah Talmud or a Sifra. He opts for the Mishnah Talmud, and even more so, although the Sifra is the Haraya, and the Gemara Talmud is not a Haraya. The Mishnah Talmud is not a Haraya, so Mamish don't know what he wants. Now let me read to you, before, let me read to you the Sifra. Parshas Emor, Parshas Yud Gimel, Halacha Zayin. Lahalois Ner Tumah. No, it's very clear. Lahalois Ner Tumah. Shetehei Ner Maro HaMarovi Todir, Shvimenu Yiyah Maschil, Ubo Yiyah Mesayim. Lahalois net omit. But it's very strange, and maybe that's the point here. You see, if I ask you something, when you read the Pasuk, Lahalois ner tamid, is it in the singular ner, or it's in the plural? Is it referring to Minerva, or is it referring to one peculiar ner? Okay. So if you're quoting it for the mitzvah, l'chayra, you would say neiris means in the plural, and it's referring to the mitzvah. But if the Teres Kohan is going to focus on the Ne'er Ma'arovi, one peculiar Ne'er, then it's in the singular. And maybe we're not referring to the mitzvah b'chal. And maybe that's good for the reason why Rambam doesn't quote it. But the relationship with the Pasuk, you have in the Sifra, listen now to the Sifra. Lahalois Ne'er Shetehe Ne'er Ha'Ma'arovi Todir Shimenu Yiye Maschil Obo Yiye Messiah B'Shvo Shel Echov HaKohanim Nichnos L'Shtachvois Hu Mekad Lifneim Ketzad Nichnas Hu Motza Shtei Ne'eros Mizrochim Dolkim Medashin Es HaMizrochi Umaniach Es HaMarovi Doilek Shimimenu Malikin Es HaMenoyu Ben HaBoyim Motsu Shekovo Medashnoi Umadlikoi Mimizbeach HaOilu Mizbach HaOilu. This is the Mishnah Tamid, right? So, but it could be that he doesn't quote it, because even though it's much better in one sense, but it's much worse in another sense, because it's difficult for you to quote that the mitzvah is lahalos ner tamid if the ner is a singular, is not referring to the menorah. Okay, so that's the issue. Okay, that's what we have. Okay? You see? The ner. But you see, it's correct. Lahalos, that's a very strange. Lahalos ner tamid. Now, we're not out of the woods yet, you understand? Okay, just kidding. Okay. Next. Okay? I'm trying going slow. I hope I'm not going too slow, but you know, I'm sure these in Europe are slightly foreign to you. Now, we have it. Now we go back to the main problem. Lahalois avoyim ne omrei lahalois ne tomid v'hu hatovus haneris. What does he want with this? Why is this important? So, let's just go slowly over here. Oive. Stop. Okay, one second. Wait, stop. Okay. Now, if the mitzvah is hadlaka, correct, wouldn't you imagine that the aricha before the hadlaka is just a hakadoma? And l'chira, the whole discussion over here, is very counterintuitive. You think about it. There's a there's the taking of the seilas and the making the lisha and the whole seilah and the tosei the making the keteris, tosei the making the shemen amishcha, the whole seilah. But that locker is the mitzvah, correct? Right. So what do you have here? So the chayit should not be part of the minyan. And then on the other hand, you have something very strange. The Rambam in Perek Tes of Hilchos Bias Hamikdash, Halacha Zayin, seems to say that a zar can be madlik the neiris chutz lehechel, and everything is fine and dandy. So, can I continue? We'll talk about this more. So, I once heard from the Rav, I'm not sure it could be that the best of my recollection is that Moshe Twersky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was telling me we're learning together that he heard the Zayde say this, that the Rav said in the name of Zayde Rab Chaim, we'll see the piece in the Sefer, but he said the pshat is that when a zar, the zar kimad v'chutz, is because the kohen is bringing it in, and it kilul hanocha is a mitzvah, and the mitzvah of is that the heichel should be more through the kohen. And there's no din that you acquire adlocha. The adlocha could be the zar, but since the zar here, he used to maybe I don't know. Is he can say hanocha is a mitzvah that he bring the thing and put it in, and the heichel is more through adlocha's kohen, through the kohen. You don't need adlocha's kohen. The heichel is more through the kohen. So then the whole question of what the mitzvah is and how the mitzvah is and what the ariche is becomes even more nebulous. So I just want to say something, okay? So what do we have over here before I say? The L'cheira, if everything before that it's more is achana, okay, and the Zal himself can light, so the Ariche itself is certainly Achon. It makes everything worse, correct? And here is the place. So I just, in my humble opinion, this, the way I heard the shtickle, there's one or two, a few words missing in it, okay? It's only part of Nusach Rab Chaim, and I think if you read Rab Chaim carefully, I think, you know, this part is not clear that Rab Chaim is in there. I guess he heard it from his father in the name of Rab Chaim, but the other part seems to be there if you read every word. Okay? So now I just want to read to you. Rab Chaim in Bias HaMikdash Perek Tes. So I read over a few times, I didn't understand. Sometimes I didn't understand the word. The second time I understood a few words. You know, every time I kept the meeting over, I understood a few more, okay? So I think I got it now. Vanire Muchroch Bedas Haramba the Swile the Kol Ika Hach Milsa that Lokis Haneirois Ein Hamitzvah be etzem Maase Hadlok. That's okay. Ki im di ike mitzvosa hu shianeres dok and tomid. And I think that's probably what he meant, that the hechel should be more duchakayin thukayin. Okay, we say that? Ubeze shianeres dokim hu dahave yisei kiyum mitzvazu. Okay. Here, there's no kofsa in Zochkla. Okay? What? Did I read something wrong? Weiter. Vi Allah hu dika omal gam kein horambam dad lokes aneiris hi hat havosa. The Ram says this, and he says ha lokes aneiris hi hat havosa. What's a lima? Now here's the important words now. What's a lima? Dibema shahaneiros dokin kihilchoson. It's not just that there's lights in the heichel, but the lights, these lights, this menera, has to be dokilchosoi. Bohochi hu de mekayma mitzvah zu da tova. Da tova is making that the neiros adol ki hu choson. And it's not a hachono. It's part of the gufa mitzvah. Ma she'en kein. Now he's talking about this, the maisa tova. Is part of the Maisa Mitzvah. It's not Achona. It's part of the Maisa Mitzvah. Masha Enkein, Etzim Maisa Hadloka, Ein a Sheikha Liga Q Mitzvah Zu. The Maisa Hadloka has nothing to do with the Mitzvah. Because the Mitzvah is as far as that Loka, as far as that Tova, you need the Maisa Hatova and the Maisa Richa. But that Loka you don't need. It's just that the Neira should be more through the Kayin. The Hechel should be more through the Kayin. The Arkane, the Inyan Din Avoida, Dinan Choluk. The Adishun, the Sinas Hashemun, Din Adishun as part of the Dishun, as part of the Neiris, or the Sinas Hashemun. Dinam Hu, the Etzim Maaseim, Hu Shaykh, the Kiyu Mitzvah Zu. Because it makes it that a neiros adolkan kihil chason. Al kein hari hein chashuvan avoida. Ma she'en kein, therefore the kohen has to do it. Ma she'en kein, a hadloka, the lav be etzem maisa hadloka, hu de makaima ha mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the maisa hadloka. Al kein ein buchal avoida. The din avoida chalusa rak al etzem amaisa. The din avoida is on amaisa, not the something should be or can be that they should be more or something. Over mokum she etzem amaisa hu hechshe din kiyuma. That is what's called avoida. Ma she ein kein ba loka. The mice are locker in a moist cloud, beherrschedin kiyuma. Because you could do it the same way through a zak and mimadlik, and the kohen can bring it inside. Al kain, lava voidhi.
Could a monkey be
mimadlik? You need, one second, but you need a richa requires kohen. What?
Said, could a monkey be mimadlik?
I don't think it makes a difference.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know if it makes a difference. I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I don't know anything. Okay? But it's the aricha. the aricha, the hatovo, that mocha, that makes it kil chosel. So the halos, so then an amazing thing is going on. We'll finish it soon. So the Rambam's telling you then that you should not do the opposite and come over here and say that since hakdomos are not part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the tachlis, so maybe flip it and say that the ariche is also hachonos. And that's what he stresses over here.
Suitos and eros.
Vuhu! Hatomis and eros! Kamoshi's boy and betomid, and that's part of the Seidah Loka! And it's not Stam Lahalaos Ne Tomid, it's Neiris Kilchason! And you need the Avoidah of the Avoidah of Maricha! And the Avoidah of Maricha is not Achona! Say them. So that's what I would tell you. And then, if you take the Sifra and you don't have my Duke, it's everything is gewaldic. Because that's what the Sifra is saying. That the key of Lahalus Netomid is not through the Hadlokka per se, it's through the Hosein, the Fundishun, and the Aricha. And that's what the Mishnah Talmud is all about. And that's the Rambam is about. And you have to know, as much as you want to be machadish, that hakdomas are not part of, it's only hakdoma to the mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah sometimes could extend backwards and includes things which you might not have assumed a priori, or you might have assumed hakdomas, but they're part of the Maisa mitzvah. And that's how Chaim goes further with that Nogeitas now, that he says, we're bringing the Shalom. Adova Shekvuz Man is Doiches HaShabbos. You don't need a Sepik Zesekosov. So he asks the question, so why is Hadloka, Hadloka's Haner, a Zesekosov, the Ram quotes, that it's Doiches HaShabbos? So he says, it's Doa Poshet. Because Hadloka's Haner is not an Avoida. And that's the Chiddush, that's the Cheshavas. Okay, now, next. So that we have now. Okay, one second. Okay, we have this. Okay. The next, the Mitzvah Hashem, is now. We have like this. The Alzeh HaDerech B'Atzmoy Lo yimne omrei kach v'chosamim, which is the k'teres, avo yimne haktores haktores b'chol yoyim. The pitom haktores is not the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is the haktores haktores. K'mo shebo akosuv boi, ba'boike ba'boike, be'tivu es haneros yaktiremu. Okay. So that's what we have. So here, l'chayr, as you expect, in the minyan hakotz and minyan mitzvahs, the mitzvah is haktorah and not asiyas haktoras. The problem only is, and this will leave you with this question. The Ram in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Hakteres nasis b'chol shona v'shona. V'asiyosei mitzvah sasei! Shenema! V'yat tekachel chosamim. Nisparshu b'chulei, v'goyim nisparshu b'ter abob m'sameo b'chulei, v'shah samameo aloch l'mosh m'sina. Reboi n'sharim. Okay. Atzlocha Rabba. Thank you.